as we assemble here today for this historic event on this site, to place a marker of remembrance of the 1906 lynching of Horace Duncan, Fred Coker, and Will Allen, who died at this epicenter wrongfully. Help us and heal us so that we can move past this horrific injustice with forgiveness and with hope.
That's Bishop Jonas Foote with Faith Tabernacle Apostolic Church leading a prayer before the marker was unveiled. Wes Pratt is Chief Diversity Officer at Missouri State University and a lifelong Springfield resident.
Today we know there's much more to our history, even though much of that is not so noble. But today is a noble day. Today we preserve what we, as an inclusive community, perceive and know is important in the history of Springfield, Greene County, Missouri, in these United States of America. And today we're here to remember, commemorate, and honor those we lost at Easter weekend in 1906. Fred Coker, Horace Duncan, and Will Allen, and to ask forgiveness for the early sins of Springfield that resulted in their unjustified murders.
Coker, Duncan, and Allen were hanged on the square and their bodies burned. The lynching followed a report by two people, Mina Edwards and Charles Cooper, who said they were attacked and Edwards raped. Police arrested Coker and Duncan, but released them after their employer said they'd been working at the time of the alleged attack. They were taken to jail later, reportedly for their own protection, but an angry mob dragged them from the jail to the square where they were killed. Afterwards, they went back to the jail for Allen and took him to the square, gave him a mock trial, and hanged him as well. It was estimated that there were thousands of people watching the lynchings. Dr. Lyle Foster, sociology professor at MSU, said their remains were gathered for souvenirs. Postcards were made to commemorate the event and for people in attendance to send to their relatives.
Crowds walked by on their way to Easter Sunday services the following morning to spectate and to celebrate what I consider a tragic aftermath.
He said it was difficult for him to stand on the square and speak, knowing what happened there.
I feel, and I emote what took place here. Some of you will say, well, how can you, brother? That was over 100 years ago. Let somebody go to where the slaves left the coast of Africa and where they arrived on the shores of this nation and see what they feel 400 years later. I grieve for our community, for what we could have been.
The lynching greatly impacted Springfield's Black community, estimated to be around 15% to 20% of the population at the time. That population included doctors, lawyers, businessmen, and farmers. People fled, fearing for their safety, and many did not return. Foster said it's important we always remember what happened that day and not whitewash it. He said, quote, we're going to talk about it, experience it, and hopefully move on from here to a new place in our city. Springfield Mayor Ken McClure also spoke words of hope.
Today, we continue to change the Springfield's community idea of itself. The very fact that we are all here together in a symbol of oneness reveals that we are a city indeed committed to unity and inclusion, that we want to continue to break down the barriers that separate us.
The Reed Academy Choir, under the direction of Robert Gibson, sang a praise hymn from South Africa.
And it translates to this: God of love, here I am before you. God of love, give me love to witness about you. Lord, here I am. Hosanna on high, Hosanna in the highest.
Gabrielle Daniels with the Equal Justice Initiative said Wednesday's event was rare because there are still many communities with documented cases of lynching that have no social memory of those lynchings. EGI works with communities to commemorate and recognize the traumatic era of lynching by collecting soil from those sites across the country and erecting historical markers in those spaces. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.
Tiko no tando ni putando ni pakaze na we. Tiko ni na na. Lord, in our